The Sacred Responsibilities of the Lord by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. As our great exemplar, Jesus taught us how to live. Memories of Christmas bring recollections of family, of gifts, and of service to others. They stem from the real reason for Christmas, that transcendent gift from our Heavenly Father. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My message pertains to the only source of true and lasting peace, Jesus the Christ, our Prince of Peace. This title He bore, in addition to others for which He was foreordained. He was anointed by His Father to be the Savior of the world. These two titles, the Messiah and the Christ, designated His responsibility as the Anointed One. Under the direction of His Father, Jesus was creator of this and other worlds. Jesus is our advocate with the Father. Jesus was the promised Emmanuel, the great I Am, and Jehovah of Old Testament times. He was sent by His Father to accomplish the atonement, the central act of all human history. Because of His atonement, immortality became a reality for all, and eternal life became a possibility for those who choose to follow Him. These objectives are the work and glory of Almighty God. As our great exemplar, Jesus taught us how to live, to love, and to learn. He taught us how to pray, to forgive, and endure to the end. He taught us how to care about others more than we care about ourselves. He taught us about mercy and kindness, making real changes in our lives through His power. He taught us how to find peace of heart and mind. One day, we will stand before Him as our just judge and merciful master. These sacred responsibilities of the Lord cause us to adore Him as our personal and perennial Prince of Peace. We'll sing all hail to the Prince of Peace, for He will come again. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. As the millennial Messiah, He will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Note, from a 2013 Christmas devotional address. End of the article, The Sacred Responsibilities of the Lord, by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, read by Van Farnworth.